The layout for today's daf is pretty straightforward. We began the process in yesterday's daf. The Gemara has four limudim that it wants to discuss. That's Hekesh, Gezer Shava, Kal V'Chomer, and Binyan Av. The Gemara established yesterday, which is either from Rava or through Ravina, is that by Hekdesh, by Kodesh, Ein L'medim Hekesh Min Hekesh, that you can't do a double Hekesh. Something that's learned from Hekesh can then not teach through a Hekesh to another item. So what the Gemara now is going to do, and we again started the process yesterday, is test in a methodological manner each one of these items. The four different limudim, can I take one limud and then extend it to the second limud in Hekdesh? And that's what I have here, the chart laid out for you, which has the four limudim on Davar Lamed and Chuzer Melamed on the horizontal and the vertical axis. So that should help out. What's difficult about the daf is that as we proceed through the daf keeps referencing back to statements or decision it made earlier in the daf. And that's why hopefully the chart will make it easier to see the names that are bolded. That's why the names are bolded, because the Gemara is going to keep referencing back to it. So what we've done so far at the end of Mem Tera Mubed is that Davar Alameid Behekesh, Enu Chuzer Umlameid Behekesh. And that was either because of what Ravina said or what Rava said. Ravina suggested from Hashem Mitzorah, the fact that the Torah had to say, Asher Ishchat et HaChatat ve'et HaOla, the fact that it had to compare the Hashem to be in the north, both to the Chatat and to the Ola, teaches you that you can't have a Lameid Behekesh, Chozer im Lameid Behekesh. That was the first thing. Rava said that we learned that out from Karakoin Mashiach, because of Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashlamim, which was unnecessary by the Parkoin Mashiach, because it's already explicitly laid out. My sins, we needed that because we're going to learn Seir Avodat Kochavim from Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibor. And Parhelim Shel Tzibor is learned out of Koin Mashiach, and that's Hekesh Lehekesh. So the Gemara said, no problem, that extra limud of Kasher Yuram, Sure, Zevach HaShlamim teaches us, Eino Inyan Por Koin Mashiach teaches us the Parlam Dabash Tzibor. It's as if it's written in Parlam Dabash Tzibor and you can't learn out the Hekesh. That was the first thing the Gemara did. Then the Gemara asked the next question, which was, okay, Davar HaLameid VeHekesh, something that's learned through Hekesh, can is it be Chuzer Umilameid through a Gzeira Shava? So the first answer that we brought was from Rabbi Natan Ben Abdulumus. Rabbi Natan Ben Abdulumus brought a proof from Negaim from Tzorat, that how do we know that when it's parech b'kulo, there's pricha b'kola beged, that it's tahor? Says we learn out karachat v'gabachat b'gzer shava to nitkim b'negaim, and therefore you have gzer shava teaching you that parech b'kulo. Nitkim b'negaim, how do we know about them? We learn that out from a hekesh to or ha basar. So hekesh to or basar. That, the Gemara says, works. You can have Davar Lameid Behekesh, Chuzer Melameid Gzeir Shava, that works according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Amitumus, but Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm sorry, that's only by Chulin. You're talking about Nigayim, you're talking about Tzarat, that's a din in Chulin. Our questions here all relate to Kodshim. In Kodshim, what's the din? And there, Rabbi Yochanan says, in Kodshim, it does not work. Because had it worked in Kodshim, I would not need you to tell me about north by the Asham. And that is because Chatat is learned out from Ola. It says, Yishachat et Chatat bimkom ha'Ola, that you shecht the Chatat in the place where you shechted the Ola, which teaches us through a Hekesh, the Chatat is shechted in the north. Then I could have learned through a Gzer Shava of Kodshe Kodoshim, that is both written by the Asham and by the Chatat. That Gzer Shava would have taught me that Asham also requires north. The fact that the Torah didn't do that and went out of its way to tell you by Asham that it has to be done Bimkom HaOla or Bimkom HaChatat shows you that you can't have this, and therefore Davar Lameid VeHekesh Eino Chuzer Melameid BeGzer Shava. So those are the two that we've dealt with so far, and those are the two big X's on the right here, which we said it doesn't work. In Hekdesh, we do not allow these two limudim. The first one of Hekesh to Hekesh, we don't allow because of Ravina and Rava. The second one, we do not allow because of Rabbi Yochanan, who shows us that we could have had a Gzer Shava, and the fact that we did not have that Gzer Shava indicates to us that Alma the Dover, Alameid BeHekesh, Eino Chuzer Melameid BeGzer Shava. So now the Gemara at the bottom of Mem Tera Mubed moves on to the next in the list of Hekesh. So the next one in Hekesh will be Davar Melamed Mekesh Choser Melamed Bekavachom. And that's the next Gemara's question. Davar Melamed Mekesh Choser Melamed Bekavachomer Minitono Debei Rabbi Shema. The Gemara does away with this one quickly and says, we know this from earlier in the Masechta. We know this from Daf Mem Aleph Omed Aleph. If you remember back on Daf Mem Aleph Omed Aleph, we had the big Zerah Shava. The Zerah Shava, the Tana Debei Rabbi Shema, that learnt out Si'irei Yom HaKippurim through a Kal V'Chomer. And it says that Ma, when the Dinim are Shavim, even though the Karbonot are not Shavim, meaning that if you have a Par and a Seir, their Dinim are the same, then certainly when you have a Seir and Seir, they're the same. And there, Rapapa, the Gemara asks on Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, how could they do this? Because they are basically taking Davar Lameid Mehekesh, Choser Umlameid Bekal V'Chomer, and that is because Seir, Avodat Kochavim, is learnt out from Mehekesh, from Paralam Davar Shem Tzibor. If you look in Shlach Lecha, there's nothing written about Seir Avodat Kochavim. All the dinim we know about Seir Avodat Kochavim are learned out from Mehekesh to Paralam Davar Shem Tzibor. And then you're going to learn a Kal V'Chomer to Seir Yom HaKippurim. So that's basically our question. You have a Hekesh that goes from Paralam Davar Shem Tzibor to Seir Avodat Kochavim. And then Seir Avodat Kochavim, we learn a Kal V'Chomer to Seir Yom HaKippurim. And there, the Gemara says, how could you do that? Omar Rapapa, over there Rapapa says, Tana Dabai Yishmael holds that you can do such a thing. It works. That you can take. Davar Lameid Be'ekesh, Choser Umlameid Be'kav HaChomer. That's what the Gemara says here. Midi Tana Berei Babishmael. That which you learned, Rapapa explained to us back on Mem Aleph, in the din of Tana Dabai Yishmael, that's how we know that that's true. And that's the third box down on the right side here, the check mark. It does work. That works when it comes to Hekesh, Davar Lameid Be'ekesh, Choser Umlameid Be'kav HaChomer. Now the Gemara moves on to the next, which is Davar Alameid Be'ekesh Ma'u Shilameid Be'binyan Av. What is the, if you have a Hekesh that teaches you something, then can you use the Binyan Av or a Mematzinu from that to build something in Hekdesh? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Lo Lichtov Tzfona Be'asham. By Hashem, we don't, it's unnecessary to write a phone or to tell us anything about the north. V'teite mi Binyan Av Michatat. So we'll learn it out from a binyan av from Chatat, the Mahil Chatok Katvei. So why did the Torah go out of its way to write north by the Tzafon? Lav the Memra, isn't it coming to teach us? Davar Lameid Ve'akesh, Eino Choser Lameid Be'binyan Av. The conclusion from this would be the fact that the Torah went out of its way to write by the Asham, the information of Tzafon, which could have been learned out from a binyan av from Chatat. The fact that the Torah did not take that option tells me that that doesn't work. Now the Gemara challenges this proof from Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Current reasoning, the same binyan av that you can build from a chatat, you can build from an olah. Because what is the binyan av that you're building here? That it's kodesh kodashim. Kodesh kodashim is the binyan av, then it equally applies to chatat that does to olah. So why would you try to learn it out from the asham? Why would you try to learn it out from a chatat? Learn it out from a olah. You can go directly to the source. Forget about going through a hekesh. You go directly back to the source of the olah and say, I'll build it out of a binyan av from the olah. So the Gemara says, what's the reason you didn't do it from Olah? My time alo ati. What was the reason you didn't learn it out from a binyan av from Olah? Because, Mishum de'ikala mifrach. There's a chumra by Olah which would not allow you to learn it out of a mei matzinu. Is mal Olah shekein kadlil. Olah has a chumra that the entirety of the korban ends up on the mizbeach. So if that's the case, you can't learn from Olah but mei matzinu. So chatat nami ikala mifrach. If that's the case, then how can you learn out of a binyan av or a mei matzinu from chatat? Mal chatat shekein mechaperet al chayvei kritot. Chatat has a chumra that it's able to be mechaper on kritot. Which isn't true of an Asham, which isn't true of an Olah as well. So there, how can you build a binyan av? So Rabbi Yirmiyah, the premise of your proof doesn't work. Because we can't create a binyan av here. True, there is a hekesh between chatat and olah. But to take the next step to have a binyan av, you can't do. A binyan av assumes that I can take some sort of common denominator between you and say, a tzad shavah here will allow me to build something. But the problem is, as soon as you have a chumra in one of those cases, mematzin or binyan av does not work. So that's what Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, your proof doesn't work here because we can't create the binyan av that you're suggesting. Even if the Torah was able to, or wanted to do a binyan av, it couldn't. Because binyan av wouldn't have worked in this situation. Therefore, the Gemara now is inconclusive. I mean, the Gemara says Rabbi Yirmiyah has no proof. The Gemara stops here and is inconclusive. That's why you have a question mark on the bottom one here. The Gemara is inconclusive. The Gemara now goes into a sidebar and says, okay, chada mechada lo atya. Fine, we can't learn it out from one. Let's say we have three carbonos here. We have Olah, Chatat, and Asham. We can't have just one of them written and learn the other two from that one. So let's try this. Teite, Chade, Mitarte. Let's have two of them written, and the third one we learned out from a Metzad between them. Mari, Teite. Which one do you want to do? Which one's you going to have, and which one do you want to learn? Lo dichtov rachmano Olah. All right, let's assume. No Olah. Teite, Mechatat, Asham. And we'll learn it out from a Binyanah between Chatat and Asham. Malhanach, Shekein, Mechaprim. You can't use those two together. They are both mechaper. Now, even though an olah is mechaper and aseh, but relative to an asham and a chatat, that's not considered real kapara. So chatat and asham have a common denominator that's not true by olah, which is kapara. Lo nichtov rachmana bechatat. So don't write chatat. V'teitei mehanach. And then what are you going to learn now from the olah and the asham? Malhanach shekein zecharim. Olah and asham have something unique to them. They only come from this zecharim. On the other hand, a chatat comes from a nikeva. So they have some sort of common denominator between them that's not true by the chatat. So lo nichtov ba'asham. So let's not write ba'asham, but teite mehanach. So we'll take it out of both the chatat and the olah. Malhanach shekein yeshnam b'tzibur k'biyachid. Olah and chatat have manifestations in the carbonate musaf, in the carbonate zibur, which is not true by an asham. An asham is always a korban yachid, is never a korban zibur. So therefore, there's a chumrah that applies to them. I would agree with you, it's just not the same, but I think that there is a tzad chumrah that anytime you look, par, sa'ir, those are the karbanot that are used, b'kodesh ha-kodeshim, par yom ha-kipurim, par kohen mashiach, par om davar shel tzibur, sir nasi, all the things that are chumrah, all zecharim. So I would say, I think that the Torah does paint a picture of chumrah by zechar, but I'm not willing to make that statement, but I think it might be true. Alright, so now the Gemara moves on to our next column. Gemara says, okay, we finished up with Hekesh, now time to move on to Gzeirah Shavah. And that is Dvar Alameid B'Gzeirah Shavah, something that's learned through Gzeirah Shavah, Mahu Yilameid B'Hekesh. Can it teach a Hekesh? So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa suggests, V'zol Torat HaZevach HaShlamim Im Al Todah Karbano. We have a header of a parsha which is talking about Shlamim, and then the Torah goes on to speak about a Todah, which we know that Todah is a subset of Shlamim. So from this, Rav Papa wants to conclude, "Lamadnu l'todah sheba min ha-maser." We learn from this that a todah can be brought from kesef maaser sheni. Mide ashkechon shlamim da'atu mi-maser. Because we know that shlamim come from maaser sheni. So his assumption here is that we have a hekesh between todah and shlamim, or todah being a subset of shlamim teaches us that just like shlamim can be purchased with kesef maaser sheni, so too a korban todah could be purchased with kesef maaser sheni. The shlamim gufayu manalon. How do we know that a shlamim itself can be purchased with kesef maaser sheni? Remember, kesef maaser sheni that's brought up to shlamim has to be expended on food items. So yes, the korban is partially a food item, but part of it ends up on the mizbeach. So it's not just a pshita that you can buy a korban shlamim with your maaser sheni. You might have to buy items that are totally consumable, items that you can eat entirely, not things that end up on the mizbeach. So we know that from Gzeirah Shavah of Sham. And that is because of the psukim that are found in Sefer Dvarim. By the Shlamim it says, V'zavakta Shlamim v'achalta Sham. And by Maser it says, V'achalta ifnei Hashem lokecha b'mkom esher v'chal eshakein shmo Sham. Maser d'gancha t'roshcha v'tzarecho b'chod b'chacha. All of those, both of them have the word Sham. That Sham tells you Gzeirah Shavah, that Maser Sheni, the monies of Maser Sheni, may be expended on Eishlamim. So now I have the setup that I'm looking for. This is exactly the setup. I have a Gzeirah Shavah that teaches me the core din. The core din is that a Shlamim can be purchased through Maaser Sheni. That's learned through a Gzeirah Shavah. Then I want to extend that din from Shlamim to Todah through a Hekesh. So that's my question. Davar Alameid B'Gzeirah Shavah, Chozer Melameid B'Hekesh. Can you do that? Rav Papa says, I have a proof. Yes, you can. Here it is. So Amalei Marzutra Breit Rav Mari L'Ravina. Masar Degan Chulin Ba'almahu. Wait a minute. Rav Papa is bringing a proof over here, but Rav Papa's proof is not all in Kodesh. We said before that these principles and all these questions relate to Kodeshim. You're bringing me something that starts out in Chulin. We said this before on the Dapim earlier, we're going to say it again, that Maaser, when it comes to the Maaser Dagan, that's a din of Chulin. So that means that the din starts out from Chulin, learnt into Shlamim, which is Hekdesh, and then you're trying to pass it on to Hekdesh. So Ravina's answer to Marzutra is such. So he says, Amar Amra Lameid Kodesh Umlameid Kodesh. Since when does it have to be that both the teaching vehicle and the learning vehicle are both Kodesh? When we ask the question in Kodesh, we, and what seems to mean over here, and that's what we're going to see in a second, is that only one of the items has to be Kodesh. And that's the Machlokus, if you look in Rashi, that when it comes to the position of Ravina, he says, the Batar Lameid Azlinan. Umar Zutra Savar, Batar Milameid Azlinan. So Marzutra says we go after the vehicle that is teaching. So over here in our case, what is teaching us the din? The din is coming out of Maser Sheni, which is Chulin. The teaching din is created out of Chulin. On the other hand, Ravina and Rav Papa, when it comes to the Lameid side, what we're learning out from Maser Sheni, now this could either be, and it seems to me, from the Lashon of Rashi and Tosafot, it means that we're talking about here the Shlamim, that the Lameid, what's learned out of here is Kodesh. So Ravina and Rav Papa say, no, that this is a din in Kodesh, because we go Boter Lameid Azlinan. We're after the item that is being learnt, not the item that is teaching. And that turns out to be a machlokas here. And as Rashi points out, this is a machlokas that we see throughout the Masechta. We saw it in Mem Aleph. We're going to see it again on Samach Amud Bet, which is, what determines whether this is considered to be a limud in Kodesh or a limud in Chulin? So this, from the conclusion here, and that's what you see on the chart, it will depend on your opinion. If you are Rav Papa or Ravino, who believes Bata Lameid Azlina, that we go after the item that is learnt out here. The item that's being learnt out here is Kodesh. Shlameim, Toda, everything that's being learnt out is in the realm of Kodesh. And therefore I can conclude that Davar HaLameid Bit Gzeira Shava is Choserum Lameid Behekesh. That's according to Ravina and Rav Papa. On the other hand, according to Marzutra, Marzutra says, Batar Milameid Azlinan. We go after the teaching, the item that we're learning from, the teaching bio, which is Maser Sheni, which is Chulin. Therefore, Marzutra says, I cannot conclude that Davar Lameid Bit Gzeira Shava is Choserum Lameid Behekesh. And this machlokas we actually saw back on Mem Hey Amud Aleph. If you go back to Mem Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara there asked about a Hekesh Lehekesh. And the Gemara made a Hekesh between Maser Behema and Maser Dagan over there. There the Gemara answers, well, Hanichal Demand Amar Batar Milameid Azlinan. That goes well according to one who says Batar Milameid Azlinan, that it's only Chulin over there, and therefore it's not a Hekesh Lehekesh in Kodesh. But if you hold Batar Lameid Azlinan, then it won't work. And if we go to Samach Amud Bet, it's just the opposite. The Gemara has a limud there by Hekesh, and the Gemara over there says, Hanichal Amand Amar Batar Lameid Azlinan, and not according to the one who says Batar Milameid Azlinan. So we have two Gemaras that actually take the different opinions, and one is easier according to the other. But you see examples of the Gemara using this difference in their opinions with regards to other limudim. And therefore the conclusion here is, depending on your opinion, whether it's Batar Milameid or Batar Lameid, will determine whether this is a din in Kodesh or not. Tosfos back on Yud Aleph, if you want to take a look, Tosfos back on Yud Aleph also has this question by Mitzora, and has this question, whether Milameid or Milameid, has a difference in the Gemara back there about the limud in Mitzora. It's just interesting, by Hashem Mitzora, Tosfos on Yud Aleph actually deals exactly with our machlokas that we have here. He brings it in. So if you want to take some time later on, you can look at it. So now the Gemara moves on to the next one. Now, Davar HaLameid Bigzera Shava. Mahu Shilameid Bigzera Shava. So the next thing, okay, if you have Gzera Shava, can you go back and do basically a double Gzera Shava in Kodesh? So we have two answers. One which seemingly is rejected by the Gemara, but based on the later Gemaras, it seems that the Gemara doesn't think it was rejected, and that they are both equally valid. So we have two. One is Amarami Barchama. It says, Tanya, Solit Murbechet Lamadnu L'ruvucha Shiba'a Solit. We learn out this from the fact that it says Solit Murbechet, the fact that it uses the term Solit by this type of Chalot, that they require Solit. Now, I want to know from there, Chalot Minayin. I want to know about Chalot, if that's true as well. Now, the Chalot that we're discussing here in the Karban Todah, Shlosha types of Matzah, three types of Matzah, which is Chalot, Rikikim, and Ruvucha. Those are the three types that you have over there. So by Ruvucha, we already know, the last one's Chametz. The three types of Matzah, Todah. There are three types of Matzah, which is Chalot, Rikikim, and Ruvucha, and then there's a fourth item, or the fourth, which is the Chametz, which we're not discussing over here. We're discussing just the Matzot aspect. So we know by Ruvucha that you do have to bring it out of Solit. So that's number one. Now the Gemara wants to know, okay, when it comes to Chalot, Minaylin, how do I know that also by Chalot I require Solit? Tamal Omar, Chalot, Chalot. We have a Gzer Shava of Chalot, just like by the Ruvucha, it's written Chalot. So too, by the Chalot, Matzah, it's also written Chalot. Because it says Chalot Matzot. Then, by Rikikim, which is the other type, the third type of Matzot that we had, Haruminayin, Tamalomar, Matzot, Matzot. Because you have Chalot Matzot, and you have Rikikye Matzot. So now I have Matzot, Matzot, Xer Shava. So now basically what I did was, I know Ruvucha, these three types of Matzot that I have. I have Ruvucha, Chalot, and Rikikim. So Ruvucha says explicitly Solet. So I take the Solet from Ruvucha, Gzera Shava, Chalot, Chalot, and then I move it on to the Chalot as well. Then I want to know about Rikikim. So they're from the Chalot Matzot. How do I get to Rikikim Matzot? I have Gzera Shava between Rikikim Matzot and Chalot Matzot. That's Gzera Shava, the Gzera Shava. That's exactly what we're searching for now. It's a double Gzera Shava. It tells me that just like Ruvucha gets Solet, so too Chalot Matzot gets Solet, and so too Rikikim Matzot get Solet. So Amaroi Ravina Mimai de Matzot Matzot Michalot Gamar. How do you know that the Gzer Shava of Matzot Matzot is going back to Chalot Matzot? Dilma Mimafet Tanur Gamar. The word Matzot also appears in the Minchat Mafet Tanur, and Minchat Mafet Tanur also has explicitly written that it's Solet. So maybe Matzot Matzot is going back to a primary source. Maybe it's not coming from a derivative. That you had Chalot Chalot teaches me from the primary source of Ruvucha to Chalot Matzot. And then, when it comes to Rikikei Matzot, I'm learning it out of Me'afem, Minchat Me'afet Tanur, which is also a primary source. So I have two Gzeres Shavot, but they're all both going towards a primary source, not a Gzeres Shavot Li Gzeres Shavot. So Ravina says, I don't know if you have a proof over here, that just because it says Matzot Matzot, you don't know what that Gzeres Shavot is. It could be Matzot Matzot to Chalot Matzot, and you would be right, that's a derivative Gzeres Shavot. Or it could be Matzot Matzot to Me'afet Tanur, there you would not have Gzeres Shavot Li Gzeres Shavot. Me'afet Tanur is another mincha. Right, mincha. Mincha Me'afet Tanur, with all the menachot come as matzot. Nah, there's no chametz in the mikdash. It says explicitly by Me'afet Tanur. So El Amar Rava. Rava offers an alternative. So seemingly the Gemara, based on Ravina's question, rejected Rami Bar Chama. Except the Gemara is going to keep raising Rami Bar Chama throughout the rest of the sugi, as if Rami Bar Chama concluded that Gzera L'Gzera, Gzera Shava is good in Kochim, even though Ravina came here and tried to slug it up or throw a monkey wrench into it. So now the Gemara says, El Amar Rava. Tanya. Vic. Kirbo upirsho vehotzi mlamei shimotzio shalem yocho yisrefenu shalem. You would think that you would also have to burn it whole. Nermar kan rosho uchraav unemar lahalan rosho uchraav. This goes back to our favorite parsha of Parakoin Mashiach. So in Parakoin Mashiach, when you take out what are called the parim and israfim and sirim and israfim, over there it says, what do you do with the par koin Mashiach? It says vet ora par vet kol besaro al rosho vi al kraav uk vikirbo upirsho. You do all this, but see, it's called a par chutz menachane el makom tor shevach adeshin asraf. So that's the entire par is taken out. So the first step of the Gemara says that when it comes to Par Kohen Mashiach, number one, we take it out. Kirbo upirsho, which the Gemara will tell us what the limud is in a minute, but kirbo upirsho means that you take it out whole. It has to be taken out all together in one piece, the whole par is taken out. Now, number two stage in the Braita is when it comes to actually burning it. When it comes to korbanot on the mizbeach, you have to do what's called nituach. You have to cut them up into evarim and then place them on the mizbeach. That's learned by the Ola. The Ola says that rosho uchra'av by the Ola, and by the Ola, it requires you to be minateach the evarim, to cut the pieces up and put them on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, I have a gzeres shava. The gzeres shava is rosho uchra'av, that is written by the Korban Ola, and here by the Korban Parab Kohen Mashiach, it says, Al Rosho Vi Al Krav. So again, I have Rosho Krav. That Gzera Shabbat says to me, just like you need Nituach, you need the Evarim to be split up in order to put the Olam Mizbeach, so too to burn the Parab Kohen Mashiach in the Shefach Adeshin, you must cut it up first. So even though you take it out whole, you still have to cut it into pieces before you burn it on the Shefach Adeshin. And that's learned out of this Gzera Shabbat of Rosho Uchrav. Ma v'halan ayidei nituach, avkan ayidei nituach. Just like by Ola, it's done by nituach, so too by the Parakoin Mashiach, it's done by nituach. Now, the Gemara says, what about ima v'halan befsheit? And Ola not only requires you to cut the Evarim into pieces, or the animal into evarim, into pieces, it also requires you to skin the animal, because the skins belong to the kohanim. That's the only part that doesn't go on the mizbeach. So you skin the animal, the skins go to the kohanim, and the evarim are cut up and placed on the mizbeach. So maybe by the par kohen mashiach, you should have to do the same thing. Not only do you have to cut it up into pieces, but maybe you have to skin it first, put the skin on the Sheva Kadeshin, and then cut the pieces up and place them on. So Gemara says, no. Talmud Omar, v'kirbo u'pirsho. So my Talmud, what does kirbo u'pirsho teach you? So Amar Papa, k'shem she'pirsho b'kirbo, kach bisaro b'oro. Just like the perish is inside of the animal, that is the waste or the refuse that comes out of the animal or the innards of the animal, they reside or they remain inside the animal. And Rashi says, why? How do you know that's true? Because it's davar migunehu, otziolu sofor bein. Nobody would tell you take out the perish to burn it separately. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, also by bisaro be'oro, the basar is in the skin. So there is some sort of connection between the two, because the parsha brings all of them. It's or abhar, it's called bisaro, so you have or and basar. Aroshal parav, and kirbo pirsho. So just like kirbo and pirsho are together, so too the or and the basar are together. So that teaches me no hefshet. So now at this point in the limud of the Braita, we know something about par kohen mashiach. Number one, it's taken out whole. Number two, it's cut up into pieces and placed on the mizbeach. Number three, you do not skin it. So that means the skin and the pieces together are placed on the shefech hadeshin. They're burnt out there. That's what we know about par kohen mashiach. Vitanya, Rebbe Omer, Nemar kan or basar perish, v'nemar halan or basar uperish. So these are the korb kohen mashiach, and these are par and seir of Yom Kippurim. Ma'al halan ayidei nituach, shelo be'efshet. Just like by korb kohen mashiach, you do it without skinning the animal and you cut it up into pieces. Avkena ayidei nituach, shelo be'efshet. So too by par seir of Yom Kippurim, you do it without skinning and cutting into pieces. That is a gzera shava, the gzera shava. How do I know that par kohen mashiach requires breaking it into evarim? I learned that out from a gzera shava from Ola. That's Rosh Hashanah of a gzera shava from Ola. How do I know that par seir Yom Kippurim, you have to break it into pieces before you burn it, the par b'sayosh Yom Kippurim? That's one out from Gzer Shava of or Basar and Perish from Par Kohen Mashiach to Par b'sayosh Yom Kippurim. So based on that, I have a double Gzer Shava in Kodesh, and it works. So here's my proof. Rava says that it works. Check mark Gzer Shava to Gzer Shava in Kodesh, no problem. Right, below hefshet is separate.
Is not
right, so you could just say that the issue of nituach is what we're learning. That below hefshet is learned out internally from par kohen mashiach. The gzer shava to olah is what teaches you about nituach, and that we're extending to par v'sar yosho yom ha-kippurim. The whole package together we extend. Tosus discusses your issue, if you want to look. It's the last Tosus on Amud Aleph, and then Amud Aleph discusses what you're asking over here. Next statement, which we've concluded now, the Gzer Shava works. Now, we're going to move on, and now it's going to get more complicated, because now the Gemara is going to start referencing back to previous Limudim. So, Davar Lameid B'Gzer Shava, something that is learned through Gzer Shava, Ma'o Shi Lameid B'Kal V'Chomer, can then you use that to teach a Kal V'Chomer. So, Gemara says, Uma Hekesh, Shu'enu Melameid B'Hekesh, Imi D'Rava, Imi D'Ravina. So, we're going to work through, this is an internal logic now. Hekesh to Hekesh, which is the first box, the top box on the right, doesn't work in Kodesh, either because of Ravina or because of Rav Rava's Limud. That's either because of Ashram Mitzora or because of the Kasher Yuram, Mishur Zevach Shlamim. We don't learn out Hekesh to Hekesh. That's one thing we know. Number two is, Milameid B'Kavachomer, nevertheless, Hekesh, which is unable to teach through Hekesh, is able to teach through a Kavachomer, Mi Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, as we discussed with Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, which learns out Seir Yom Kippurim from Seir, Ovedat Kochavim, which learns out Behekesh from Par Elam Davar Shel Tzibur. So I see, if I look on the right column, when it's Hekesh and Hekesh, it's an X. When I go down to Kavachomer, it's a check. So let's move over to Gzer Shava. So when I say, Gzer Shava Melamedet Behekesh Midrab Papa. By Gzer Shava, at least according to Rab Papa, you can check mark, you can learn out Gzer Shava to Hekesh. That works. then eno din shetilamed b'kal v'chomer, then certainly it should work with the kal v'chomer. So if you look at, again, the top, it's the top row and the third row. In the top row, by Hekesh, there's an X by Hekesh and a check, according to Rapopo, by Gzeir Shavu. If I move down to Kal V'Chomer, I know from Tanit Beit Shmuel by Hekesh that Kal V'Chomer works, then certainly the Kal V'Chomer should work over here, according to Rapopo. So that's what Gemara says. Fine. Hanicha, the mandi le Rapopo. That works well if you hold like Rapopo. Elamanda le Rapopo, meaning Marzutra. What is Marzutra going to do over here? Marzutra can't use this Kal V'Chomer because he thinks by Gzeir Shavu Hekesh does not work. So he doesn't have a Kal V'Chomer anymore. So my Ika Lameimar. Ela Kal V'Chomer. So this is how it works. Uma Hekesh, She'en Melameid Behekesh. Hekesh can't teach to another Hekesh. Imi derava, imi deravina. Again, because of Rava or Ravina, mila made be kal v'chomer works by kal v'chomer. Mitana deresh v'al gezera shava hamelamedet big zera shava. Over here, when it comes to a gezera shava that teaches about itself, chaverta midrami bar chamo. Right? You see here that the Gemara brings Rami Bar Chama, who we thought we rejected before. Rami Bar Chama was either two alternatives we gave before were Rava and Rami Bar Chama. That's why I brought both of them, because I think the Gemara does not agree necessarily with Ravina's rejection of Rami Bar Chama. And therefore, either E, mi Rova, or E, mi Rami de Bar Chama, you can see that's the Girsa change here. There we know that Gzer Sheva works to Gzer Sheva, and did Shalat to made by Kal V'Chomer. So they changed the Kal V'Chomer to work like this. By Hekesh, Hekesh, Hekesh. When you're using the exact same limud, Hekesh to Hekesh, it's an X. If I take by Gzer Sheva and I use the exact same limud, Gzer Sheva to Gzer Sheva, I have a check mark there, because of either because of Rava or Rami Bar Chama, it works. So now if I come down to Kal V'Chomer, Hekesh to Kal V'Chomer works, certainly Gzer Sheva to Kal V'Chomer should work. And that'll be the Kal V'Chomer of Marzutra, or those that don't hold like Rapapa. If when it's similar to itself, by Hekesh it doesn't work, but still allowed to work by Kal V'Chomer, by Gzer Sheva when it's similar to itself it works, then certainly by Kal V'Chomer it should work, and that's the Kal V'Chomer used by those that don't hold by Rapapa. That when they use the exact same limut, it doesn't work by Hekesh. It does work by Gzer Shava. Then by Hekesh, where Kal V'Chomer works after Hekesh, then certainly by Gzer Shava, Kal V'Chomer should work after the Gzer Shava. All right, next, we have the last thing to deal with in Gzer Shava, which is Davar Alameid B'Gzer Shava, Ma'u Shalameid B'Binyanav. Here the Gemara answers easily, Teku. We just don't know. All right, so that's straightforward. We don't have anything to discuss over here. Now we're moving over into the third column. We'll get through most of the third column today, and then we'll have to leave the fourth column for tomorrow. Davar alameid b'kal v'chomer, ma'ashi lameid v'hekesh. If you have a kal v'chomer, what's the din? Can you learn out a hekesh? Now the Gemara again is going to use logic over here, so you have to stay with the logic. So it's kal v'chomer. Uma gzera shava she'ena lamda b'hekesha. When it comes to a gzera shava, you can't learn it out of a hekesh. That's on the right column, number two down, which is the next, which is from Hekesh, you can't teach to Gzeir Shava. Mid Rabbi Yochanan. That's from Rabbi Yochanan, the din of Rabbi Yochanan by the Asham in the north. So, Melameid beHekesh. Nevertheless, if you take a Gzeir Shava and you look at a Hekesh, then we allow it to happen. That's Rav Papa. That's the top column in the Gzeir Shava, the check by the Rav Papa. Mid Rav Papa. So, that's good. Then, Kal V'Chomer, Halameid miHekesh. A Kal V'Chomer, which is learnt out of Hekesh, then mitana be Rabbi Shmuel from the limud of Tana Rabbi Shmuel in Udin Shilamei be Hekesh, then certainly it should work by Hekesh. And that's the idea. The idea of the Kal V'Chomer, the idea that's working here is reversals of roles. That if by Hekesh it only works in one direction. Hekesh to Gzeir Shava does not work. On the other hand, Gzeir Shava to Hekesh does work because of Rapapa. So now if I come to Kal V'Chomer, we know that Hekesh to Kal V'Chomer works, then certainly Kal V'Chomer to Hekesh should work. And that's the Kal V'Chomer that the Gemara is learning again. Of course, this is of course only according to Rav Papa. So that's again, the Gemara says, Anich l'man de'idle de Rav Papa. That works well according to one that says Rav Papa. El'man de'idle Rav Papa, ma'i l'kul meimar. And that the Gemara leaves as a teku. So as you see the top box in Kal V'Chomer, according to Rav Papa, we have a limud that works. And it's a bi-directional limud because I have Hekesh and Kal V'Chomer, and I have Hekesh and Gezeirah Shavah. By Hekesh and Gezeirah Shavah doesn't work. On the other hand, the Gezeirah Shavah and Hekesh, according to Rav Papa, it does work. Then, certainly by the case here, where we have the Kal V'Chomer, which does work by Hekesh, certainly it should work in the reverse, where it's Kal V'Chomer to a Hekesh. And therefore, you can see in that top box, we have a check by, if you hold like Rav Papa, and we have a Teiku, you do not hold like Rav Papa. Right, next. Davar halameid b'kal v'chomer mahu shilameid b'gzeirah shavah. So now what do you have? If you have a lima through a kal v'chomer, now can it teach through a gzeirah shavah? So Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer. This is easy. Ma gzeirah shavah she'ena lameida b'hekesha. A gzeirah shavah cannot be learnt out of a hekesh. That's the right column, the second box down. Mid Rabbi Yochanan, from Rabbi Yochanan over there. Milameid b'gzeirah shavah. Midrami bar Chama, it still can teach by a Gzeirah Shavah because of the din of Rami bar Chama. So that's in the second column, the second box down, which is Rami bar Chama and Rava. Both of them over there say that it works. When you have Gzeirah Shavah to Gzeirah Shavah, it works. Kava Chomer, Halameid Me'akesh, Midtana Debei Rabbi Shmoel, Enu Din Shalatameid Be Gzeirah Shavah, then certainly it should work with the Gzeirah Shavah. So what you have here is I'm starting out with the base, which is Hekesh. By Hekesh, it only works in one direction. Hekesh to Gzeirah Shavah does not work. Hekesh to Gzeirah Shavah does not work. On the other hand, Gzeirah Shavah to Gzeirah Shavah does work. So now, when it comes to Kal V'Chomer, which Hekesh to Kal V'Chomer does work, then certainly Kal V'Chomer to Gzeirah Shavah should work. So that's the Gemara's logic over here. That if by Hekesh it doesn't work, and Gzeir Shavah to Gzeir Shavah does work, then certainly when I come over here to Kal V'Chomer, which does work with Hekesh, then certainly Gzeir Shavah should work with Kal V'Chomer.
What's the Chumrah of Kal V'Chomer that would allow us to extend it to Gzeir Shavah?
You don't see the logic, because the Gemara sees that in bidirectional limudim. The Gemara doesn't see that the order should make a difference. If you're indifferent about order, then if by Hekesh and Gzeirah Shavah I get an X, and despite that fact Gzeirah Shavah can be after Gzeirah Shavah, then certainly when a Kal V'Chomer does work by Hekesh, then certainly that can lead into a Gzeirah Shavah. So now next question, and this is probably the hardest one, I would say, which is, Davar Alameid B'Kal V'Chomer, Maushu Alameid B'Kal V'Chomer. Can you have a double Kal V'Chomer? So Gemara is going to make two attempts at it. It's going to reject the first and then bring a second one down. So the Gemara says first, Kal V'Chomer, Uma Gzeirah Shavah, She'en Alameida B'Hekesh, Mid Rabbi Yochanan. A Gzeirah Shavah cannot be learned out of a Hekesh because of Rabbi Yochanan. That we know it's the X, the second box down on the right column. Lameid B'Kal V'Chomer. Despite that fact, a Gzeirah Shavah can be learned out of a Kal V'Chomer. See? Here we have, a Gzeirah Shavah cannot be learnt out of a Hekesh, but a Gzeirah Shavah can be learnt out of a Kal V'Chomer. So over here, where a Kal V'Chomer can be learnt out of a Hekesh, certainly a Kal V'Chomer can be learnt out of a Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says about that. The Gemara says, okay, that's nice logic. B'zeo Kal V'Chomer ben Kal V'Chomer. That's a Kal V'Chomer, the son of a Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara says, The Gemara says, this is ben benoshel Kal V'Chomer hu. This is a super duper Kal V'Chomer. You have too many Kal V'Chomers over here. And that is that the limud for the fact that a Gzeirah Shavah works by a Kal V'Chomer is learned out of a Kal V'Chomer. Then, on top of that, you are placing another Kal V'Chomer to try to learn out the fact that a Kal V'Chomer is good with a Kal V'Chomer. So now I have the derivative, the lima that I'm learning out is now a ben beno shel Kal V'Chomer. It is a derivative of two Kal V'Chomers. You need two Kal V'Chomers to get to the din over here. So that's a ben beno shel Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara says maybe that's too far-fetched. Since that's too far-fetched, maybe we can't learn from that. So the Gemara makes another attempt at this. Ella Kal V'Chomer. This is the Kal V'Chomer to use. Ma Hekesh she'enu lameid b'Hekesh. Hekesh cannot be learnt out of Hekesh. Imi derava, imi deravina. Whether it's because of Rava or Ravina. Mila made b'Kal V'Chomer. Despite that fact, it still teaches by Kal V'Chomer. Mitana de Rabbi Shmuel. Kal V'Chomer halameid mi-Hekesh. A Kal V'Chomer that can be learnt out of a Hekesh. Mitana de Rabbi Shmuel. Enu din shila made b'Kal V'Chomer. Certainly, it should be able to learn for Kal V'Chomer. V'zit Kal V'Chomer ben Kal V'Chomer. This is a Kal V'Chomer that's a derivative of a single Kal V'Chomer. I mean, that's here, you only had to use one Kal V'Chomer to get to your din. Which is that, if I take Hekesh to Hekesh, doesn't work. Yet, when it comes to Kal V'Chomer from a Hekesh, it does work. So now if I go over to our sugi over here, that Halamed me Hekesh, that which can be learned out of a Hekesh, then certainly Ein Odin Shilamed B'Kavachomer, soon it should be able to teach or be learned out of a Kavachomer. Here you have Hekesh to Hekesh does not work. Hekesh to Kavachomer does work. So then certainly Kavachomer to Kavachomer is going to work. And that's what the Gemara says. Because it's saying if Hekesh to Hekesh doesn't work, but despite that fact, you could still build a Kavachomer on top of a Hekesh, then certainly when you have a Kavachomer, you should be able to build another Kavachomer on top of it.
What makes Kavachomer
better than Hekesh? Right. You have to say that a Kavachomer that can be learned out of a Hekesh, when Hekesh is a weaker form of Limud, then if you're starting with the base of a Kavachomer, certainly another Kavachomer should be able to learn out of it, because you're starting with a much stronger logic. You're starting with a base that is much stronger. I think that's what you have to say. The logic is over here. So now the last one that we'll do today, which is Devar Alameid B'Kavachomer, Ma'u Shilameid B'Binyanav. When it comes to a Kavachomer, can it teach then into a Binyanav? So Amar Birmiya Tashma, I'll teach you, I'll show you that you can. Malak v'nimtzei trefa. They're in the Mikdash. Kohen does Malika on the Korban of the oaf, whether it was a Chatat or an Ola, does Malika, and they find out that the bird was a trefa. Rabbi Meir Omer, Eino mitameh bebeit ablia. That generally, when it comes to a bird, that is a nevela, a bird tahor that is considered to be a nevela, if you swallow it, then you incur tuma because of that. So Rabbi Meir says that it doesn't incur tuma over here. Rabbi Yehuda Meir mitama bebeit ablia, that it's like a regular nevela, and you do incur tuma over here. So I'm Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir explains his position. Kal v'chomer. My din is a kal v'chomer. Uma nevelat behema shemitama b'maga u'masa. When it comes to nevela of a behema, when a regular animal, if it's considered a nevela, you can't. If you pick it up, or if you touch it, you become tamei. Tamei, tumat nevela, tumat yom. Shchitata. On the other hand, if you shech that animal, v'taheret trefata mitumata, it no longer becomes a nevela. It becomes a trefa instead of a nevela. What's the difference between a trefa and a nevela? A nevela is an animal that dies by itself. A trefa is an animal that you did shchita on it, and then you found out afterwards that it's a trefa. Now you can have a trefa that dies by itself too. But over here, the shchita is mitaheret the trefa that it never becomes a nevela. So nevela to oaf. When it comes to nevela ta'of, the tumah of nevela ta'of is not maga masa, it's only beit ablia when you swallow it that you become tamei. Certainly the shechita by an oaf should be metaher the treifa from tumat nevela. So that's just the first stage. The first stage is a simple kavachomer, which makes sense, is that by behema, which has a its nevela has a tuma that is chamur, because it's tamei mitamei b'mago masa. Nevertheless, if you shecht it properly and then find it's a trefa, it's not mitamei b'nevela. So an oaf, whose nevela to oaf, the tuma is not as chamur. There's no mago masa. It's only if you swallow it that you become tamei. Then certainly, if you did shechitan and it's found to be a trefa, there should be no nevela to oaf. That's the simple, that's the kal v'chomer. That makes sense.
Wait, the nevela of an oaf, if you swallow it,
you become tamei.
And the nevela of a behemoth?
If you touch it or even carry it, you become tamei. You don't have to swallow it. You can, any come into contact with it, you're tamei. It's much more chamur. By the one that's chamur, we say you can do shechita and it takes it away from nevela. If you do shechita and find it's a trefa, it doesn't have a din in nevela anymore. It's not mitamei. If you do shechita on an animal and you find it's a trefa, it doesn't go into the category of nevela. Right. There's no tumat nevela. Right. There's no tumat nevela anymore.
No.
You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to consume it.
That's not simple.
Right. But there's no tumat associated. It's cleared of tumat nevela. So certainly by the oath, we should clear it of tumat nevela. That's the kavachomer. Now, me matzino. Here's the binyanav. My matzino b'shechita shemachsherta ba'achila. Just like we find that shechita works to make an animal permissible in eating. Mitaheret trefata mitumata. And that shechita works or is able to clear out nevela from a trefa. Af milika. Milika works the same way as shechita. Milika on the mikdash is the equivalent of shechita outside of the mikdash. That milika shemachsherta v'achila titaher trefata mitumata. Because just like milika is functioning like shechita in the mikdash, it should function the same way, which is that it makes it permissible in achila, so it also should clear out the trefa. Rabbi Meir, based on Rabbi Yirmiyah's statement, just brought us exactly what we're looking for. We have here a kal v'chomer, and from that kal v'chomer, we're learning out of binyanav. We're looking at a mei matzino. If a kal v'chomer teaches us that shechita ta'of works just like shechita behema, just like shechita behema is metaher a trefa from being a nevela, so too it's metaher an oaf from being a nevela. And then take the next step with Mei Matzinu. Just like Shechita works by an oath to make it kasher and permissible the Achila and is Mitaher, so too Malika, which is instead of Shechita in the Mikdash, that makes him permissible in Achila, so too that should be Mitaher, the Trefa from becoming a Nevela, and that's the position of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, I have a proof that it works. So Rabbi Meir said, the back to him, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Daya Knevelat Behema Teora Sheshechitata Mitaharta Velo Milikata. That Rabbi Yossi says, no. It's enough to just think about a nevelat beima. There, the shechita is mitareta, and that it's malika. You can't learn out of them. So it turns out here that it's a three-way machlokas, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whether you do malika on the oaf, or whether you do shechita on the oaf, trefa is mitam'a b'nevela. Trefa is mitam'a b'nevela, doesn't matter whether you do malika, shechita, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's always mitam'a b'nevela. So then, Rabbi Meir says, whether it's shechita, or whether it's malika, it's mitaheret ota b'nevela. It works to be mitaher on both of these. Then you have Rabbi Yossi's position. Shechita is mitaheret. He learns the Kal v'chomer, but Malika is not mitaheret. Your question, basically. He takes the middle position, which is he accepts the Kal v'chomer, but he does not accept the Mei Matzinu. He says, the Kal v'chomer I can understand, but you can't extend Shechita to Malika. They're two different things. One is Shechita, one's Malika. Where you can do Shechita, you can't do Malika. Where you do Malika, you can't do Shechita. So now you can't have that Mei Matzinu. So Rabbi Yossi is this Beinayim, this in-between position. He says, Shechita is mitaheret, both by Behema and Ofot, but Malika isn't mitaheret min devela. And the Gemara says velohi, it doesn't work. Wait a minute. Where is this starting from? We're starting from shechita, which is chulin. We're talking about dinim and chulin to start with. So now we're talking about chulin to start with. Now you're back to possibly. It's actually back to the machlokas of Rapapa and Marzutra. That's the way Rashi reads it. Rashi reads it that we go back to the machlokas of Rapapa, and therefore, according to Marzutra, for sure you can't learn out over here, because he goes, we go after the thing that's teaching over here. The thing that's teaching over here is chulin from shechita. So there's nothing to talk about according to Marzutra. According to Rapapa, Rashi says, maybe there's something to talk about. That's why I left it. If you look down there, I put at the bottom, Efshir Shekin the Rapapa, the Barbar Lamedas Linan. That according to Rashi, it's the end of the first Rashi on the Yomot here, sounds like maybe according to Rapapa. Rashi also makes a separate statement, which makes it, even according to Rapapa, it wouldn't work. And then it's Rashi says, that Hachi Perusho, Hotam Ikar Taimud Rabbi Meir Lo Yoloi from the Binyanav. The truth is that Rabbi Meir does not really learn out from the Binyanav, Elam Hekesh. He learns out from Hekesh, which is Zot Torah Ta Behema Va'of. He learns out of a Hekesh between a Behema and an Oaf. So therefore, if that's where he learns it out from, then you have no proof here about anything about a Binyanav. Because we're talking about a Hekesh. We're talking about a Kal v'chomer to a Hekesh, possibly, not about a Kal v'chomer to a Binyanav, or the whole Sipur is a Hekesh. It has nothing to do with a Kal v'chomer at all. That's what Rashi says. Tosafot rejects this even according to Rapapa, because he says, wait a minute. We deal with Shechita of a Behema, then we move to Shechita Oaf, and then we move to Malikat Oaf. The only thing in Kodesh is Malikat Oaf. When you talk to Shechita Behema and Shechita Oaf, they're both in Chulin. So even according to Rav Papa, you won't have it, because even the Lamed over here is also in Chulin. And therefore, even according to Rav Papa, it won't work. So that's why I left it as a safek for Rav Papa. Again, number one, from Rabbi Yirmiyahu, we have no proof. That makes it inconclusive, at least according to the Gemara. Number two is, even from Rabbi Yirmiyahu in Rav Papa, I said that's also questionable. According to Rashi, it sounds that there might be a remote possibility that it would work according to Rav Papa, and then you would have a proof. Whereas according to Tosos, it's for sure it doesn't work according to Rav Papa. And even according to Rashi, he brought the other Limud beforehand, which talks about the fact that it was a Hekesh, and not a Kal v'chomer, a Binyanav over here, and then even according to Rav Papa, it would not work, even according to Rashi. Right, we'll stop over here, and we'll do the column of the Binyanav tomorrow.